series of proposals were rejected in the U.S. Senate yesterday, and that leaves very little time to act before some 800,000 illegal immigrants brought to the country as children could face deportation. Senator John Thune of South Dakota, the number three Republican in the Senate, now floating a proposal that would extend the DACA program indefinitely in exchange for $25 billion for the border security that President Trump wants. If you use Google's Chrome web browser, you might start seeing fewer ads this week.
The company is launching a built-in ad blocker to filter out the most annoying types of ads, such as screen-hogging pop-ups and ads that autoplay video. When a user reaches a site where ads have been blocked, they receive a notification along with the option to always allow ads on the site.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Hey, we're online, just like Google, at usaradio.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin telling lawmakers he will repay more than $4,000 spent on his wife's airfare for an 11-day trip to Europe over the past summer. A report made public by the VA's internal watchdog also says Secretary Shulkin improperly accepted tickets to the Wimbledon tennis tourney. Shulkin admitting to the House Veterans Affairs Committee, quote, "I do recognize the optics of this are not good." He added he wants to make things right. The report also finds Shulkin's chief of staff, Vivica Wright Simpson, altered emails to make it appear that Shulkin was getting an award to justify his wife's traveling on the public's dime. It seems former top White House advisor Steve Bannon is getting very familiar with the special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller and his team. NBC News is reporting that Bannon has been interviewed by Mueller multiple times just in the past week. Mueller, of course, investigating Russian interference in the presidential campaign, including possible collusion between President Trump's team and Moscow. The Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, studying the accuracy and accessibility of fentanyl detection methods. Experts say fentanyl is directly related to the increase in opioid fatalities across the U.S. And actor Jeffrey Tambor will not return to Amazon's comedy series Transparent, the Emmy winner hit with misconduct allegations.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
And the weather report for the Hunterdon County area begins today with showers mainly between 1 and 4 p.m., a high near 55.
Light on Hunterdon Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 86. And south winds around 8 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 30%. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, except for higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. A chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening before 2 a.m., then a slight chance of showers between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. A chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 a.m., and some of the storms could produce heavy rain, mostly cloudy with a low around 71, and southwesterly winds between 3 and 7 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 50%. On Saturday, showers and thunderstorms likely mainly before noon. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 86, and south winds around 6 miles per hour becoming westerly in the afternoon. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Saturday night, again, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 3 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 67, calm winds, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. Sunday, sunny skies and a high near 89, light northwesterly winds. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 69. And Monday, mostly sunny for your start of the work week and a high near 90, going down to 70 with partly cloudy skies Monday night.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And good morning. You're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show Friday mornings here on the Hunterdon Chamber radio station, your voice of business, WHCR-DB. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and your host of Hands Across Hunterdon. Glad to be here on a day where it was cloudy this morning, but I'm seeing a peak of sun and hoping that that might just last a few more hours. I'm going to go to the Appalachian Bluegrass and Fiddle Association Bluegrass Festival, and I bring that up because I am an avid bluegrass fan and also play the banjo, and one of my idols and my banjo teacher is Tony Trischka, and he's going to be at World Music Day, which is sponsored by the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission, and we're very excited about that because it is, I believe, the third year, and they have been bringing incredible, incredible music that to Hunterdon County. Really wonderful. Just eclectic, for something for everyone. It's it's been an absolute great day, and we have seen a lot of different kinds of music headlining, but we have also seen some little offshoots under the pavilions at Deer Path Park of different kinds of music. And it's just an educational day as well as one to sit back and enjoy, bring a picnic table, if you will, and a blanket, and just listen to some really incredible music. And I know this year's lineup is going to be extremely exciting. And it is September 30th from 12 to 6 at Deer Path Park. And you might think, oh my gosh, that's like 2 months away. But I can't believe it's August. So before you know it, it's going to creep up on you. Put it on your calendar. Hunterdon County World Music Day. Just an incredible lineup of folks. And great food. Food vendors will be there. The stage there at Deer Path is really, it's great. It's really wonderful. Really go to www.hcworldmusicday.org, all one word, and check it out. Live performances, jam sessions with African Drum Circle and bluegrass. Bring your own instruments if you play. Don't worry, I won't bring mine. Interactive kid programming, and of course, bring a chair or a blanket. It is just really becoming one of the great events of Hunterdon County and beyond, because it really speaks to everyone, like I said, World Music Day. And I'm very excited about it. You can probably pick up a flyer all over town, and whichever town you're in Hunterdon County, or like I said, go to the website. But we've got Aurelio, Tony Trishka, The Woman's Ragamasev, Echo Del Sur, Roxy Ballet, Anthony Carrera. That's on the main stage. And then in the pavilion, we've got Middle Eastern Drumming, Native American Music Workshop, and Voyage to Bongo Land. I'm gonna have to look at that. And of course, like I said, they've always got our bluegrass jam session, which I make sure that I attend. So really an incredible day. Starts at 12, again, with Anthony Carrera, goes all the way up till 6 o'clock, and it should be not just a great day for music lovers, but let's give a shout-out to the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Museum Commission, sorry, for bringing this kind of culture to our area, and it's getting bigger and bigger every year. And speaking of which, I'm going to give a little shout-out to ourselves here at Hunterdon Helpline, because we just had salsa night 2 weekends ago, and it rained. It rained, and it rained, and it rained. And according to the Department of Public Works, almost 3,000 people still showed up. Now, what does that say? That says we are definitely cultural people right here in Hunterdon County, and we also had people coming from beyond. It also says so much about Salsa Night being a real event that attracts from all over. It's just been branded incredibly. It's been around for well over 10 years, and Helpline's so happy, along with its Hunterdon Hispanos division, to keep it going. And I have to say that, you know, we normally get 5,000-6,000 people. My husband said to me, "Susan, this might be the best salsa night ever, just because it showed, with almost 3,000 people coming, that people don't want to miss it. It's just fantastic." So if you like salsa night and you like our two bands, Zone 7 and Swing Combo, then I think you're going to enjoy World Music Day this year. Like I said, it's so eclectic, everything from bluegrass to Latino music, and just an incredible array of musicians. So don't forget World Music Day, September 30th, 12 to 6, Deer Path Park, again sponsored by the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission. So we've got quite a lot to talk about, because I'm going to talk about supporting seniors in your neck of the woods and what organizations help them and what organizations, including Hunterdon Helpline, need your help so that we can continue to support seniors in our area. They are, in fact, the fastest growing population in the county, really across the United States, mainly because of those baby boomers and who are literally coming of age. I just read an article, it was on LinkedIn, about seniors and technology. And one of the largest growing users of the internet and Facebook and all of that, again, are seniors. Those baby boomers are definitely getting connected. So I think that's pretty interesting. But I always tell my millennial children, what do you expect? Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, all of them are baby boomers themselves. So, hey, we started it. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show here Friday mornings between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, your host of the show. And we were talking about some events, our Salsa Night that happened 2 weeks ago. That was a huge success. World Music Day, if you like the music of salsa, then certainly come out for a very eclectic mix of music on World Music Day, and that's September 30th, Deer Path Park, from 12 to 6. And this weekend, we've got a few things going on, too, one of which is the Corn, Tomato, and Beer Festival on Stangle Road. That's from noon to 8. It is scheduled for tomorrow, but the rain date is Sunday, so I'm not quite sure if they've made the transition or are going to, but obviously, stay tuned. Get your information on Facebook for the Flemington Community Partnership. We've had an incredible summer in Hunterdon County with a lot of fantastic, fantastic events, programs that are going on. You just can't beat them. And what I said before the break is we're going to talk about another one of our divisions, which is that of seniors and persons with disabilities at Hunterdon Helpline. And some of the other organizations that we work with to support seniors in our area. This is a marginalized group. And even with the baby boomers who I'd like to think are savvy and connected and everything else, I'll tell you, our clientele goes from 60 years of age. That's the federal government line in the sand that you're eligible for programs once you hit 60 to 100. And our folks truly run the gamut in terms of capabilities, run the gamut in terms of medical or physical issues, some of whom have absolutely none. Many of our programs are to have the senior age in place, and that means that they can live in the residence of their choice. They don't have to leave their homes if they have supportive services, and that's what we provide. Many of them ask for these services because they are isolated. They're not connected with the community, but they don't need health monitoring in any way. They simply want a social chat to stay connected, to know somebody's checking in. And many of the other programs in the area as well, whether we're talking about senior services at the Department of Social Services under Human Services in Hunterdon County, or whether we're talking about a program, volunteer guardianship one-on-one, that provides volunteer guardians for seniors who do have a bit of incapacity when it comes to taking care of themselves or their finances, et cetera. And great program, absolutely fantastic volunteers. So we're always pleased to work with them as well. You know, it's funny because I bring this up a lot because other people bring it up a lot. Why are there so many organizations providing the same thing, looking after seniors? It really isn't the same thing. We all have our niche, as they say. And kind of provide something that the other isn't providing. So we fill in these much-needed gaps. And don't step on anybody's toes, but do collaborate. Do share services and programs so the client has a really robust solution to what their circumstance needs. And we really work not competitively, but in partnership. So very, very important that we do that because, for instance, we could have a client who is going along quite nicely, like I said, just needs a social interaction, and then suddenly something happens. Dementia sets in, a physical issue sets in, what have you. So to be able to add programs and services that address that through the organizations that we work with, fantastic. By the way, I'm just going to put in a plug for volunteer guardianship one-on-one. We've been talking about a variety of different events coming up. And the fourth annual Harry Copeland Barn Dance is Saturday, September 15th, tongue twister, from 5 to 9 at the Reddington River Buffalo Farm, which if you have never been there, is, oh my gosh, awesome. Live music by Sundog and barbecue and dancing. And again, it is something that truly, truly, truly is important to our community. So, and there's also sponsorship opportunities. But again, volunteer guardianship one-on-one, very important. I'll give you another very important organization that works with seniors, and that's Legal Services of Northeast New Jersey. We collaborate with them all the time. All of a sudden, we have a senior, for instance, maybe their house is being foreclosed upon. Maybe they've gotten an eviction notice. They're on a fixed income. They can't afford legal services. And we are trying to get them new housing. We are trying to get them connected to programs and services, to get them connected to benefits that they may not have applied for. So they can, in fact, meet their bills. But that also requires some legal services. And I can't tell you how much that we've used the office here in Flemington to help someone and do some really great collaborative work. We've been able to make sure that seniors have been housed and housed comfortably. One case comes to mind. It was a couple who were about to be evicted, had no place to go, and what was making their housing more difficult was the fact that they had two dogs that they refused to give up. I understand that. If you've been listening to this show and you haven't had to listen to it long to know that I am an animal lover. I have a farm and I have a variety of animals. And even at work, just to keep my biorhythms down, I've got a fish on my desk. And I'll tell you, it makes a difference in the office even when some of the other staff remembers to give our fish Etty a little treat. It's just amazing what animals do for you. So this couple didn't want to go live somewhere where they would have to give up their two dogs who were a huge part of their family. And guess what? We were able to get that to happen. And that was, again, because we collaborated with these other organizations. So they're now living comfortably in a place that they can afford and a place that allows their dogs to be with them. And if they're happy, we're ecstatic because it was one of those moments where everything came together and the success was not just being able to say you did your work, but know that you made a difference in people's lives and they are happier and much more secure and safe because of it. So that was really great. Collaborating, bringing in all these different organizations, making sure that a client really does have access to the programs and services and products that they need. So often we have people who call in and say, you know, mom's coming, I need to retrofit. How do I put in a ramp? Where do I go for this? Where do I go for that? So the other part of this isn't just about nonprofits, but it's also about a collaboration with businesses. And nothing tells that story better than our Choices for Seniors directory, which in the first part of this glossy 11x8 publication that we put out every 18 months, nonprofits, government agencies across four counties. The second part, which is just as important, are the for-profit businesses that provide elder care services. And that's important because, you know, people say, why Helpline? Well, because we're going to find you the correct help that you need while we're talking to you. You don't have to go on the internet and start Googling every keyword to find the service that you need. So what's nice about Choices for Seniors is that the for-profit section are businesses who very clearly have an elder care program, service, or product. They are not allowed to advertise in the directory unless they truly have a product, service, or product that is for seniors. For seniors. Very important distinction, particularly since I've been talking about this rising demographic. Well, who doesn't want this business? If this is the population that's growing in your area and you own a business, you want to tap into it. But to tap into it via Choices for Seniors directory, you need to truly serve seniors. You have to have something that says very clearly. I'll give a shout out to Bob Shanahan. His law firm has for years had an elder care division. I don't think he could get any better than Bob. He also, by the way, is on the board of volunteer guardianship one-on-one, so he stays abreast of the needs and the concerns of seniors. He is truly active in this arena, and needless to say, is an advertiser. Someone like him and his business is in the directory because, again, we want a senior or a caregiver to be able to pick it up and go directly to any one of the listings, again, whether it's government, whether it's nonprofit or for-profit, and know that they're not, quote-unquote, barking up the wrong tree. and get the service or the information that they need. I'm going to take a short break and be right back after these messages, and we're going to talk a little bit more about how you can help the senior that you know access programs.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy keeps adding jobs, just not as many, as the pace appears to have slowed down last month. The Labor Department's jobs report for July says 157,000 jobs were created, fewer than the 190,000 analysts had predicted, and well short of the 248,000 jobs created in June. Still, July is the 94th consecutive month the economy's added jobs. President Trump was touting the U.S. economy and jobs at a rally in Pennsylvania last night.
Our economy is soaring, our jobs are booming, factories are pouring back into our country, they're coming from all over the world.
Evacuations ordered in Lynchburg, Virginia, where a dam's in danger of failing, and officials say it would leave Lynchburg under 7 feet of water in a matter of minutes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. Again, if you're just tuning in, I'm Susan Lax of Hunterdon Helpline and the host of Hands Across Hunterdon. Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm getting tongue-tied today for some reason. We're talking about seniors and the fact that they are the rising population here in Hunterdon County, and also the programs and services that are provided by a variety of different organizations, government agencies, etc., to make the senior comfortable in our county, but in their home as well, to what is called aging in place. How can they stay at home and not incur the very high price when they don't have to? I'm not saying that eventually moving to facility accommodations may be just right for somebody. But until a person gets there, can they avoid what is a baseline in New Jersey of $65,000, no bells and whistles, to move into that facility and pay that yearly amount? So not only is it better because we want to live in our own familiar environments, but we also are, as seniors, looking at fixed incomes, looking at other issues that living at home would be much more conducive to our health. And that's great, but one of the important things about making the decision to stay in place is, one, can you take care of yourself? Can you live independently? Are you taking regular meals? Are you accessing your health care? All of those things. So we've been talking about some of the programs and services and the agencies that provide assistance. Needless to say, Hunterdon County Senior Services, a wide variety of services that I don't think people access enough. Last year, Hunterdon Helpline provided callers with the information to the Division on Seniors, Disabilities, and Veterans Services. And when I recently did a report on that, it turns out that we made 1,800 referrals to that agency. 1,800 referrals in 2017. What does that tell you? The need is there. The population is there. And it also tells you that the services are there. Because if there wasn't that agency, where would I tell these people to turn for assistance? That could be Medicaid and Medicare advice. That could be housing advice. That could be disability advice, how to get connected with SSI, SSD, so many different aspects of what they do on a daily basis. So senior services is amazing. Included in that are the senior centers. And certainly if you haven't gone to the senior center on Gorham Place in Flemington, you're missing out. The activities are incredible. I mean, go online and look at the calendar. We had a senior client of ours who was looking to kind of get out of the house and do something. And so I made the mistake of saying, well, let me just print out activities booklet of the senior center in Hunterdon County, and we can go through it and we can decide what you're interested in. Well, that printer kept going and going and going and going. And it was just amazing how many pages of activities that the senior center has. And from everything from learning a language to Mahjong to Scrabble to dancing. Oh my gosh, the dancers over there, they are incredible. To art classes, woodworking. It's unbelievable. And don't forget, we talked a little bit earlier about seniors in technology. Don't forget the computer lab where you can go and learn how to connect to the internet, how to do Word, Excel, do all of those things, whatever you want. The computer lab is amazing, absolutely amazing. And people say, well, I can't get out of the house. I can't drive anymore. Never fear. The link is here. So yet another government agency under the auspices of Department of Human Services is the Link Service, which is, even though people use it because we don't have public transportation, they use it to get to work, they use it to get to doctor's visits, but it is, first and foremost, a paratransit system for seniors and persons with disabilities. So if you're sitting at home, or you have a loved one sitting at home that says, I can't drive, I have to rely on my family. Not so. Go to ridethelink.com, read all about it. The link will go door to door for you. You simply have to call the day before to say, you know what? I want to go take the woodworking class at the senior center. So can I have a scheduled ride from my house to the senior center and back? And you will get that ride. You just have to call before noon the day before. So again, I could keep talking and talking and talking about the assistance, about the programs, about aid, anything that you might need as a senior in Hunterdon County. And it's there. But you have to access it. You have to know about it. If you don't know about it, needless to say, who do you call? Hunterdon Helpline. Always has been the first call for help in Hunterdon County for 49 years. And we will direct you, not just to one solution, not just for a keyword on Google, but to all of the available programs, services, etc., nonprofit, agency, for-profit that's out there for you. 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. Anytime. We operate 24/7, 365 days of the year, including holidays. And rain, sleet, or shine, we're like the Pony Express. So all these programs and services, if you're listening, again, either as a senior or a caregiver of a senior, There's so many opportunities out there. And they're not just for your mental or physical health. They're for your education. They're for your recreation. Like I said, the senior centers, a variety of different programming. And you might now say, oh, forget it. I don't live in Flemington. I live in Clinton. No excuses. You got a senior center right there in Clinton. So give us a call at Helpline, 908-782-4357. If you want to email us, info@helplinehc.org. That's info@helplinehc.org. Again, I could go on and on and on. We haven't even touched on Meals on Wheels. That, of course, provides meals to seniors. And this is very important because I've said this over and over. I started out as a volunteer with Helpline years ago as a friendly visitor. And while I would visit my friend, here comes Meals on Wheels, ready-made meal, no excuses not to eat, has all the accoutrements, not just the entree. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And served hot. The volunteer drivers deliver individually packaged, nutritionally balanced meals around the noon hour, Mondays through Fridays. And they also provide an assurance check. What does that mean? Is the person okay? Has the person fallen? Is the person accumulating those meals and not eating? And they make the appropriate referral. Here's another example of two organizations collaborating with each other. We collaborate with Meals on Wheels all the time. So if we get a call from a senior that clearly needs to have meals delivered, we're going to reach out to Meals on Wheels. When Meals on Wheels has a volunteer who says, this person needs a little bit more help than the meals, who does Meals on Wheels call? Huntington Helpline. This is what we call collaboration, working together. It is so important. They also, by the way, deliver weekend meals. People might not know that. The client can elect to receive two cold bag lunches for weekend consumption so that they don't go through the weekend without a meal. I'm also going to tell you that During inclement weather, when those volunteers cannot get there, Meals on Wheels will deliver an emergency package that has non-perishable food. So again, that person gets that package in advance of the storm, in advance of a power outage, what have you, that we think is coming down the pike, and Meals on Wheels makes sure that person has something during that time. Again, if that goes on for a long period of time, like it did in March, you call Huntington Helpline. We were very, very keyed in to whatever services and programs were still functioning during those March storms. We worked very closely with the Office of Emergency Management. We were able to direct everyone, not just seniors who called in, to shelter, to food, to water, to a variety of different resources that were needed during that time. Very, very important. Another agency that we collaborate with is the Food Pantry, who, needless to say, provides foods for seniors all the time and has now just started a new program where they will deliver to a senior if need be. So how do you access all of this? You call Huntington Helpline, and we will provide you with the contact information. We will connect you. We will transfer the call. We will give you, again, not one, but several resources that will address your issue at any time. 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. And I will be back in just a moment after these messages.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, your host of this show. We've been talking about the various organizations, those hands across Hunterdon, that's where the name comes from, that provides services and programs to seniors. And I hope you've been listening. If you haven't been able to jot everything down, needless to say, call Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help for any reason at any time, 908-782-4357, 908-782-4357. So, I've talked to you about volunteer guardianship one-on-one, Meals on Wheels, the food pantry, senior services of the Department of Human Services, a variety of different programs and services that you should know about if you are a senior or a caregiver, loved one of a senior here in Hunterdon County. The programs and services are here. You simply have to access them. What I haven't told you is about Hunterdon Helpline Services and two of our top programs, if you will, in addition to our Choices for Seniors directory, which you can pick up at the hospital, senior centers, at Hunterdon Helpline's office, needless to say, a variety of different places across Mercer, Somerset, Warren, and Hunterdon counties, because it does address the fact that we do shop out of the county for these programs and services. So it is a four-county directory, or you could also access it online at www.choicesforseniorsdirectory.org. That's all one word, choicesforseniorsdirectory.org. So in addition to that, we have our friendly visitor program and our telephone reassurance program, all of which help our seniors age in place. Our telephone reassurance program involves calling seniors from 8 in the morning to 8:45 in the evening, making sure that they are okay, providing a little social chat. I say this all the time. Research shows socialization is not just good enough for your or conducive to good mental health, but it is also important for your physical health. So a social chat, but also a medication reminder, food reminder, reminder to put your batteries in, your lifeline, is your lifeline on, and any other reminders that you might need. We can call you once a day. We can call you several times a day. We have literally saved lives for people who are in distress when we make that call. And we have, again, collaboration with Hunterdon County Communications, who can get the emergency services to the senior lickety-split and hopefully help with a happy ending. Friendly Visitor is matching an adult with volunteer with a senior. This is an at-home social visit, and again, while it's a social visit, a way to connect people who are otherwise isolated and not connected, it also provides us with eyes and ears into that person's environment to make sure that they are healthy and doing well and are not in need of additional services. These are two incredibly rewarding and successful programs. They just truly have helped so many clients for more than 20 years, and it is one of the things that staff and volunteers love doing best at Hunterdon Helpline. But we need your help for these programs. I gave you the events of the other programs and how you can assist them, because these programs and services, needless to say, need funding for us to continue. Every single program of Hunterdon Helpline is free to the client. Every single program of Hunterdon Helpline is free to the client. We are fortunate to get grants from the county, from foundations, from businesses, and from individuals, donations from the latter. And we have to do outreach. We have to tell you that we need those funds to continue. Even when we get a grant, the grant is not 100% funding the program. Grants today, this is Grant Writing 101, you have to show a match. No one wants to give without knowing that you are also accessing funding from other sources. They don't want to be the sole provider of a program. They want to know that the program is sustainable should they have to, for whatever reason, pull funding away. Very, very important. So when we have our fundraisers, needless to say, there are a variety of different ways we do that. Sometimes we have a dinner. Sometimes we have, as I've talked about, salsa night before to fund various programs. But for our seniors, we tried to come up with something that is really fun. You know, salsa night is one of the most widely attended events in Hunterdon County because it's fun. It's great. It's something different. So what could we do for seniors? Well, we established a couple of years ago Power On for Seniors. And what we wanted to do was to have some sort of event where you did something physical and supported seniors at the same time. So many of our colleagues in the area have golf outings. And this is huge in Hunterdon County. I can't believe I'm not a golfer. I tried it one day and the people behind us were upset that we didn't move fast enough. So I sort of felt like, oops, nobody wants me on the links. But what could we do in place of a golf outing? And what could we do where any age group could come? Any age group, from little kids to very big and older kids. So we do a miniature golf outing every year in September at Pine Creek Miniature Golf. And if you haven't been to Pine Creek, you are really missing something. You don't have to be a miniature golf aficionado to appreciate this incredible park. It's almost like walking through a botanical garden. It is amazing. It is gorgeous. Perfectly manicured, beautiful. It's like having a day, you know, in the woods, day in the park, a hike, and you can play miniature golf at the same time. They have a 9-hole and an 18-hole. And our Power On Seniors, a Power On for Seniors event, which is going to be September 23rd, starts at 11 o'clock at Pine Creek. That's off of Route 31. And by playing golf that day, you will be supporting our programs for seniors. And you can bring literally everyone in the family. You can bring the kids, the parents, the grandparents, and have an incredible day. Play the course at your own pace. Enjoy this beautiful landscaping. We really want you to come. We need funding for seniors. And this is our event that's very specifically for our telephone reassurance program, our friendly visitor program, our Choices for Seniors directory. And we hope you will come. For more information, 908-782-4357. There's also sponsorships. Get your lawn sign out on a tee. And it would just be another way for businesses to support this growing population. I'm so glad that you tuned in. Remember, Hunterdon Helpline is your first call for help. www.helplinehc.org. Helplinehc.org is our website. Or 908-782-4357 for any need, or if you would like to be a sponsor for our Power On for Seniors, please give us a call. We make it worth your while. We market your company. We put you on Facebook, our website, etc., etc. We appreciate your support. Coming up next, Home Sweet Home, and thank you again for tuning in.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Evacuations being ordered near a Virginia dam that's in danger of failing. Officials warning people downstream from the College Lake Dam in Lynchburg to get to higher ground.
This is a stage three, is what it's called, and that is that the dam failure is imminent. So they are extremely concerned in monitoring this.
That is heard on WFXR-TV in nearby Roanoke. If the dam was to break, officials say Lynchburg could be under 17 feet of water in a matter of just a few minutes. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo accusing North Korea's Kim Jong-un of breaking promises he made to President Trump at their summit. After reports the North is still developing missiles and missile fuel, Pompeo says Kim had agreed to denuclearize, but the North is now acting, in his words, inconsistent with agreements made at the summit. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The government's July jobs report misses expectations of analysts who are expecting to see 100.